back at camp break tomorrow. So we'll break tomorrow, get back to work down in the bay and travel to Green Bay, and then we'll be out of camp start, you know, tomorrow afternoon. So it's going to be a good productive time up here. It's a good place to hold camp, and people here treat us great. Our organization does a nice job putting this event on, this camp event. So happy with the way things went up here. Questions?
With today's practice overall, and what was going on there at the end with the extra running?
Oh, a little conditioning?
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes you get a little extra conditioning after practice. That's part of camp and getting the team in shape. You know, once you start getting into games, you've got to get yourself into game shape and want to approach it with a game-like mentality. So, yeah, we still have a lot of work to do. Yeah, we'll get back to Alameda starting tomorrow afternoon and get back and, you know, make sure that we're doing all the things we need to do leading up to the start of the year.
What did Corey James show you in the game? It looked like he had a pretty solid
night. He did. He showed us what we've been seeing. You know, he's an active guy. He's picking up our scheme very well. And, you know, he's a guy that's going to be productive. He flies around. He gets around the football. So, yeah, we've been happy with him, you know, this entire spring. And he had a good showing his first outing.
Cooper's another guy that's going to have a pretty good game. Are you kind of starting to see that you might have a little bit happier with your linebacker depth?
Well, we hope so. That's what we're working hard to develop, you know. Both Corey Toomer and Corey James are younger players that have an opportunity to compete and find their way here, compete for a spot on this team. And, you know, obviously playing well in the preseason game helps your cause. You know, doing a good job on special teams, being accountable there helps your cause. So those are things we're looking for. So, yeah, one game in, I'd say both those guys played pretty well in the first outing, and I want to see what they look like week two.
What do you think of the running game in the exhibition game? And have more support now for Latavius this year with DeAndre as well?
Right. Yeah, I think we've seen a lot of signs of our running game approaching what we're thinking about, what we want it to be. You know, we've got big, strong guys. We've got good design, and it's about getting the timing down and giving our backs some room and them doing their thing. So it was great to see a couple of guys look really good. In the backup role. I mean, I thought Latavius had a nice run or two while he was in there, and then DeAndre and George obviously had some big runs in the game. So, you know, closer to what we're looking for, but we've been seeing signs during camp of improving the running game, and that's definitely something that we are set on making sure that we can get that going.
Do you think Latavius can be more explosive this year if he has maybe if you're able to manage his time more than you were able to last year's?
The time I want to have more. I want to have more rushes. So he's not going to get. I don't want him to have less. I want him to have anything, maybe a little more, but I want him to be more productive. And we want other guys to be involved and be able to run it as well. So you know, we're working on becoming a team that is capable of running the ball well. And we really never truly established that last year. It had to be kind of. You know, good numbers for us to be able to run it well. We want to be able to run it well, period, whether the numbers are good or not.
What are the things that Murray can do to be more productive? What are the things he can work on? What are the things you've talked to him about and the coaching staff? How can he get better?
Well, all players have things they can get better at. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and dissect, you know, any one player about the things that, I mean, for a running back, I mean, you know, make a few guys miss in the open field and, don't go down with the first hit. Make sure you're seeing the holes. Make sure that you understand where the power of the play is and get to the power of the play. Those are basic things that we talk about, basic principles we talk about with all of our backs.
How do you think the DJ has fared during this camp, and how's he fitting in?
DJ, even though he got six snaps, he's still the story?
I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, he's had a really good camp.
Right.
He's done a nice job in the nickel role, and so you know, I know it's the first rounders. They constantly get it. That's just part of the deal, I guess. But he's had a good camp.
I'm from the paper in Buffalo. Harry Skull says pass along his regards.
Say hello to Harry.
I wanted to ask about Khalil Mack and his evolution as a guy who has success as a youngster, maybe not just him specifically, but in guys like that in general, when they have success at an early part of their career, what did you want to see or need to see from him in terms of the offseason and getting ready for this year and just your overall thoughts on where he's come from?
Well, my thoughts on talented players are that the guys that work hard, that have talent, have success. And the reason that they had success is because they're talented and they work hard. And so with Khalil, I think the beautiful thing is he's got natural humility. He loves this game, and he's driven to play great at his position. So he wants to develop the skill level. So he's working tirelessly to do that. So that's good for us. I mean, we've got some guys like Khalil, that some of our younger, better players that they have that humility and that drive to be good, and they're working. So guys that do that have that kind of skill level or talent level have a chance to develop that skill and become really good players and possibly great players. And that's what he's working on.
I had a chance to talk to Mark Davis about him down in Canton. He had mentioned Charles Woodson's effect on Khalil last season. What did you see in terms of that dynamic?
Well, I mentioned last year, I thought Charles, I thought he had left his imprint here in this organization, left a legacy here about hard work and commitment, what it looks like. And I think there's no question that a younger player like Khalil being around Charles was very beneficial for him.
Is there any updates on Mario or Gabe you want to share?
Not really that I want to share, but I will reluctantly tell you. I'll just say Mario's going to be out a few weeks, and that's unfortunate. But he will return, and it's not going to require surgery. So I can give you that, but he's going to be out. So that's that. And then who else did you ask?
Gabe Holmes.
Yeah, Gabe had a pretty significant high ankle sprain. So I think there was a break of one of the small bones in there as well. So I would anticipate he'll end up going on IR. So I'll give you those. The rest of the guys are working hard to return and should return. But you know, Mario's going to be out a while, and Gabe is likely to head toward IR.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
What do you see from D'Amico, where he's been in camp, stepping in for Mario? He's the guy what do you see from him? Where is he going as a player?
He hasn't practiced a lot. You know, he's been recently cleared. He's still playing with a little bit of a cast on his hand to protect it. So, he looked a little rusty the other night. He's got some work to do. He knows that. But he's a high energy guy. He's with us last year. We kind of know the things we can count on from him.
What did you like about when he played last year? What did you like about what he was able to do for you guys?
Well, he's a rugged, athletic guy that can kind of go in between being outside or inside. Plays typically sub for us in the as a tackle in sub packages and as an end in base. And we like him. He's a good rugged player.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.